Open the door. Daddy's home.
Welcome back to the Daddy's Home podcast with Johnny and Josh, where we catch up and talk about our recent experiences as new dads tackling parenthood head on.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, please be sure to like, follow, and share it with a few of your mates.
Alrighty-o, let's rip in. Hello, hello, hello. We're back. We're back for another rep.
Daddy's back.
It's good to be back.
It's good to be back.
I swear we start the podcast the same every week. It's just always good to be back.
it's great to be back, to be fair. We're in, podcast studio number one?
This is number two, I think. One of the three.
Yeah, one of the three.
This that is we get around in.
One of the nurseries. So we're fitted out. We're feeling the part.
Mm. Boy and girl fitted out, which is good.
Yeah, back in the twins room. It's nice. Always good to see you in person. Always good to catch up and chat. What's been happening? How's your week been?
Busy week. How's your week been? I've seen plenty of stuff. We got the Snapchat group going now.
Yeah, I don't know why we never had that set up, but we got a Snapchat group. I just now need to start checking Snapchat.
Yeah, you're not really a social media operator, are you?
Not really. Even shout out to the Daddy's Home Instagram page. We've set that up. So I'm starting to get on a bit more with that.
Getting a bit of traction too.
It's good. Yeah, appreciate everyone who's followed and given us a like on a few posts. Or there's been plenty of messages, which has been nice to see too. Couple comments. So shout out to those guys.
How's the week been, mate?
Good. Massive, massive week. Thoroughly enjoyed it.
You've got a week off coming up.
Right now. Day three into a 6-day break, which is nice. I don't know, the past week I had a few days in a row of work before Anzac Day, which I work in hotels. So at the pub, of course, that's where you go on Anzac Day to play some two-ups. So that was a massive day. So in the lead up to that, preparing was good fun. Smashed that out. Good day at work. Then started my leave on the Friday, which happened to be my 10-year anniversary of my wife.
Congratulations, mate.
Thank you, mate. 2 years married, 10 years together. So
that 2 years, man, it feels like you were married not 2 years ago. It feels like it was, you know, not even a year ago. It's gone quick, hasn't it?
I feel like it's flown by. A lot's happened, like, in that 2 years. So, you know, obviously, Austin and Ellie came along.
You got
so
twins.
Big part. But, yeah, so got married 2 years ago. So, that was nice. We had a great day together. I went out for a massive walk, as we shared on the last podcast. Mon's just been pounding some pavement.
Getting into her walks.
So, we went out for about 4.5 hours all up. Started in a spot where we could do a bit of a loop, and then went to a Woolies, grabbed some stuff for lunch and for the bubs, and then we went over to like a big park area and set up a little picnic, which was just awesome. And they were just rolling around on the grass and had a great time there. So spent the day together, which was really, really nice.
So you said you get to the parks and stuff. I got an interesting video now. I want to get them up on the reels. I don't know how you feel about that.
What have we got though? Depends what it is. I get into my work.
It's daddy getting into his work on the playgrounds, but doing a bit of exercising. I think the kids are asleep.
On the council gym things that they have along the walking tracks.
How many of them do you get into, mate? What do they consist of?
That was good stuff. Oh, that one, I think the video that I've seen, it was me on the leg press from memory. So we got into some reps after a good amount of walking too. So that was nice.
Really good. Legs feeling after that, mate?
Really good. Really good. It's good stuff. Monique loved it. She's like, oh, where are the gym equipment? Now, every time we go for a walk, she's like, there's no gym equipment along here.
It's actually a pretty good path where it has a lot of it, doesn't it?
Yeah. It was along the Shell Harbour and Lake Illawarra sort of walk there. But there's like every, I'd say, K and a half or 2Ks, there's like a little section of free weight equipment.
Yeah, really cool. Marilla Beach. I can think of one.
Yeah, really, really cool.
Wollongong have them too. Wollongong, it's great.
Yeah. I've always like, I don't know, a bit snobbish for me. I've walked past and gone, who uses those? But now that I've actually used it, I thought it was a great time. And obviously, Freddie is. So we're going to go for walks now and incorporate that into our routine. So
you could probably get a little routine going and just write it up for us. The listeners can have a go.
Done.
We'll get a little mum and dad club. Mum, dad, and bubs club.
Walking fitness plan. Done. But yeah, that was Friday. That was really, really nice. The babies hit the trails. I don't know if you saw a photo. If not, I'll send it around. I managed to subtly convince Mon, let's just go up this hill here. And it led to the fire trail there at Killer Lee.
I didn't see that.
The babies were on the trails for a little bit of time, which was quite nice. And then we set up the picnic rug, had a picnic. And then on the way home, shout out to Facebook Marketplace. Isn't that just one of the all-time, I don't know, great FUs to eBay?
Sticking the finger on eBay. Remember Gumtree?
oh, Gumtree had its day. eBay, I just remember being like 9 years old and like sitting on there just bringing up random products or wrestling figures or like sports memorabilia or jerseys.
Big
and,
wrestling figure guy.
And just bidding on stuff. And then mum and dad would be like, what are you bidding on? I'd be like, oh, this shirt. You know, oh, no more than, you know, X amount or whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
I got the stiff arm from my mum and dad with that stuff.
I think dad quite liked it. He used to always find me different wrestling figures on there. It was hectic.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
One of my first action figures was like this, in terrible condition, Vince McMahon figure.
Terrible.
He must have paid like $1 and probably $1 for postage, but it was awesome. It was pretty cool.
Do you reckon they had the used, what is it, the used feature, like Facebook Marketplace? Like new. This thing comes and it's trashed.
It had its day. But yeah, Facebook, where was I? Facebook Marketplace.
Back where we were.
Mon has been doing a great job of selling like random things that we no longer need because the bubs are getting that bit older, and buying stuff that they do need. So as an example, she sold, you know, some swaddle wraps or whatever it may be from when they were little, and we brought a trike on Friday. So on our way home, we picked up this trike. And put Austin on it. His feet are too little to touch the pedals. So
get
I'm
the
just,
thick man
I'm
on
steering,
first.
But he's just lounging back on this trike, like he's pimping and, you know, rolling down the street. And then to top it off, we brought these little, what are they called? Baby carriers that you strap to you. So Ellie's in this baby carrier for the first time, thinking this is the best thing ever. She's just walking along, getting cuddled.
And the views from up there, mate.
It was good stuff. So that was real nice. Really nice anniversary. We came home. Cooked up some dinner. Probably went to bed early. Watched a movie.
You picked something else up too.
Really nice. What else I pick up?
We got to build it in the garage.
Oh, that wasn't Friday, but that was a winner. Shout out to Mon again, Marketplace. It was free to a good home on the side of the street.
And this is a great home for it to go to, mate.
Great home for it. One of
it's
the best.
Get used.
Free to a good home, but this was free to a great home. It was one of those plastic backyard slippery dip setups. So it's had a beating. Like it's been out in the weather.
Thrashed.
Lucky we got the gurney that we can give it a clean off with. But
it just needs a gurney, doesn't it?
It does need a clean up. And then yeah, plastic climb up, go down the slippery dip for free. What more do you want?
That's good.
Mon will probably
hours
try to flip
fun.
It in, you know, 3 months and make $20 from it.
Savvy. Real savvy.
Yeah, so that was Friday. Great anniversary, mate. Now we've kicked on to Saturday, Sunday. Got another good walk in yesterday.
Different anniversary for you, isn't it? Compared to the other nine.
Yeah, I think so. Like, well, our eighth one was the biggest one, obviously, getting married. And we, for the listener who doesn't know, we went away and eloped and did our own little thing in
surprise
private.
Surprise marriage.
Yeah, a bit of a surprise marriage, which was awesome.
What a night.
Absolutely loved it. Had the best time away. And then, yeah, every other one, obviously, you go away for your typical holiday or your night away, things like that. This one was just real nice to, you know, feel like we got our little family in our little house and... looking forward to the break that was to come over the next few days. So,
just touch back to that that night. I think that would have been the last big night we've all had together, as in Mon, Das, yourself, and I.
Yeah, oh, I think there might have been a few after, just before Mon got pregnant, but probably big night, I'd say. It was a fair few nights. You know, I mentioned a karaoke night of note that came after that. The bottomless brunch day. There was a few things. I think we did a escape room one night.
We did do.
We
an
got
escape
into
room.
Our work.
Yeah, the four of us went in that escape room. That was fun.
We did.
We gotta do one of them. We'll do one of them. One of them soon.
Yeah. Darcy, we're gonna do an escape room tonight. that'd get the stress levels up, wouldn't it?
Oh yeah.
Time limit. But that was my week, mate. That was my week. How about you? You said busy. That's always a concerning word, I think. I don't like the word busy.
Busy week.
Some people who know me will know I don't like the word busy.
We're trying to prep some food, I guess, for easy meals and dinner meals and freeze a heap of food for when Keithy's here to make it easy for us.
How'd you just go with that? Because I think Mon and I had all intention of doing that, but we never did.
Schnitzels, pastas, nice. Some bits and pieces. And we've started hacking Aldi, I guess, and just trying to work out things that we can get that are slapped together. Meals that don't take too much time. Look, I'm not the best chef.
No.
Oh, I'm all right. I'm not
handy
bad.
Handy on the Barbie.
I am handy on the Barbie. Yeah. Not the best, but yeah, just some quick slap together meals, which has been awesome. We're still going through the process with whether he's gonna be a natural birth or a C-section. We've had a little bit of an issue with some stuff like that, which we'll find out on the next episode because we've got our appointment tomorrow.
Oh, so beautiful. We'll so we've got to get an update.
Yeah, we'll talk about that on the next episode.
What week are we in, sorry? 39?
38.
38? About to be week 39.
About to be week 39. Mm, time's ticking.
Exciting stuff.
We're talking about, we talk about it every night. Just, yeah. it just hasn't, like, it's coming so quick and it hasn't hit yet where it's like, all right, this could be the week. Like, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. We're going to go from 2 to 3.
It's pretty, like, I never, like, Mon and I didn't have that experience of the, obviously it could happen at any time, but the not knowing part, if that makes sense. Because we had a locked in date for a Caesar. Whereas you may end up having that, but at the moment it's like it could happen now, could happen in 3 weeks.
Yeah, correct.
So it was like the countdown for us was like, oh, we're 2 weeks away. Or can you believe this time next week or whatever it may be. I remember in particular, it was a Thursday morning that the babies were born. The night before happened to be State of Origin. So I was mentally excited for the fact that I got to, you know, look forward to watching State of Origin, going to bed and waking up and meeting my two babies.
That's pretty cool.
It was a pretty cool 24 hours.
Did we get the win?
We got the win.
Good stuff. Great stuff. I saw another interesting video this week, John. It seems like Ostie's been getting into some of Rocky's food. Bit of kibble action, mate. The kibble monster. What's happening?
The kibble monster.
The screamer. Is
I haven't called him kibble monster. That's a great name. The kibble monster. Between, I don't know what's worse. So he figured out not too long ago, thankfully his sister hasn't yet, how to get out the doggy door onto the deck. And he used to first go for the kibble. So the kibble monster, grab just a handful or whatever and shove it straight in the mouth and, you know, chew it and whatnot. Now he's found the water bowl. So he's a little bit more interested in the water bowl because it splashes and he can put his hand in it and it's interesting and he gets wet. So he's no longer going for the kibble as much. We've moved that a little bit further away. So he just gets straight out the door and starts slapping the water. And it was last night I said to Mon, God, Rocky's been getting through a bit of water lately. And then I realized, oh, hang on. It's just the kibble monster splashing all the water out every day.
Getting into his work.
He's loving it. That bloody doggy door.
Well, you've set up some extra, Mon has. She's set up some barriers around too, I see.
Yeah, I can't take the credit. I'll get in trouble if I do. She's all over
it. I'd call you out on the BS, but wouldn't she in the later episode
she
of D&M's?
Would. I'm worried about that. No, she's done an awesome job. Every time I get home from a day at work, it feels like she's figured out something else to help them learn something or be further protected.
Awesome mum like that, eh?
So good.
Yeah, makes your life easier.
I think you and I, we've recorded a bit of a demonstration for the listener, so be sure to check out our Instagram to see
some of the
safety tips from your favourite dads here via Mon's purchases. I've got to give the credit there.
Yeah, and if you haven't followed us on Instagram, jump on.
Yeah.
Daddy's Home Pod.
Yeah, I mean, if you haven't followed, you're only getting half the sort of content. We've got a bunch of stuff going up there over the next little while.
We've got some cool stuff coming.
Yeah, a little bit later. Just out. But back to your week, mate. So, what else? A prep, food, ready to go, mentally getting ready. How are you feeling now?
Yeah, still the same. Like I said before, just it's going to happen anytime.
Yep.
Looking forward to it. I was meant to stop work on Friday, but we pushed that further along now.
Just like another week? Or
just another week, yeah. I think. See how we go. It'll be a fun transition. We did have our session 2 with Steve, which was really good. That was...
Shout out to Steve.
Shout out to Steve. So we've talked about him before, the Prepared Foundation.
Sure have.
And the Birthing Dad program. So we've got the week 2. That was
nice.
Really good.
And Darcy attended that one, is that right?
Darcy did attend that one. So we just talked about some hormone heavens, which were basically allowing the hormones to flow through oxytocin. So this is all based on a natural birth as well. So that's what we touched on. And I think the next one's after birth.
Yep.
Which would be pretty cool. But he's awesome, mate. If, like I said in the last episode, I highly recommend it. Just clears the space up for both my partner and I mentally of what's to come and what to expect and the things that we can do to make the whole process easier, which would be awesome.
Awesome, mate.
So, other things that have happened this week. I might have misplaced my medal from last week's half mara. That's why I wasn't wearing
it. I'm glad you're bringing that up because we had a couple messages on the Instagram of people saying that at the start of the last episode, I put mine on. I said, where's yours? And you said, we'll get to that. And they're still waiting to get to that. So
I have no idea where it is. I'm so sorry. You know what it means, but it means I just got to get out there and get another one, I think.
It does.
And in the last episode,
where could it have got to?
I have no idea. I have no idea. It might be in Darcy's car. I think we took Darcy's car up. Yeah, we would have because we were at the Novotel the night before.
Yeah. It's got to be somewhere.
I'll search high and low for it.
Yeah.
But we spoke about in the last episode what our next achievement would be.
Mm.
I think we said Sydney Marrow, but I think we can change it.
Yeah.
City to Surf.
Yeah, great. We talked about this over Instagram, didn't we?
What do you reckon?
Well, I reckon yes, but not if it's just us. I think we need a little bit of help from a few people we know.
Well, there's a... Oh, what, friend Wags of the potty?
Yeah, the Wags of the potty. I think if they do it with the prams, then I'll be really eager to do it.
Have you done a bit of research on City Surf?
Not a heap. Like, I know the area. Spent more than enough time there, particularly growing up.
How many K's under the feet?
I think it's like 12K or something like that. Maybe a
little bit more. Mate, I've done double that.
Exactly right. But it's a huge event. Like, I think, oh, I'm going to butcher this. I reckon they're saying like 30 to 40,000 people that do it.
How do you reckon the Twins are going to handle it?
Don't jump at me if I'm wrong there, listeners.
They'll jump at you. They'll jump at you, mate. These are
ruthless. I think the Twins will love it. This is what they've been training for. They're out pounding the pavement every day.
Yeah. Oi, it'd be pretty cool to get some of the new dads that have, we'll get to these later as well, that have messaged us on our socials and that, if they want to get involved and start a little group and get the mums, dads.
Because awesome.
You can go with, you can do it with your bubs, can't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Pram, you can do it with the pram stuff. Yeah. I'm assuming you can anyway.
And Osti and Ellie are well and truly into their 10K stints.
They'll be right. They'll be ready to go. Easy. Yesterday we did 10 and then we came home and put them in the carrier and did another 3. So they're ready. We're even mixing up how they're getting transported around. So. but I think it'd be awesome. Depending on how Darcy's going by that point, I can't remember the date of it. It feels like it was July-ish. Young Keith in the stroller. It'd be awesome if we could do it and then meet the Wags at the finish line. That'd be great.
Das would love it.
Yeah, it'd be so good.
Here, sorry.
Yeah, I think it'd be really cool. Fun day out for us. And I'm sure there's plenty of people that we both know who are probably already going to sign up for it so that we'd see up there plus some potential listeners.
That'd be great. That'd be awesome.
Well, let's do that. I feel like that's maybe a training or a stepping stone sort of race. More of a...
For mums and dads.
Yeah, towards the Mara. But it's a nice one and a cool one to do, I think, with the Wags.
Yeah. And it's definitely that Mon's been enjoying it. So I'm assuming that, you know, when Darcy's is back to getting into her work, she'd be enjoying it as well mentally physically.
She was saying, like, I just wish I started this more in summer. Because we used to go out for walks, but it'd be like once a week or once every, you know, 10 days or something on average.
Oh, Mon said this?
Yeah, but she's been going like every day for the past 3 weeks now.
Do you think summer would be harder, but the kids would be a bit restless?
Yeah, and they get hot in the pram. We went on a few walks where we were just so worried about them getting too burnt or too hot.
This week?
Summer.
Previously, yeah.
Like, we ended up buying on Amazon little, like, fan things that have, like, batteries in them.
Yeah.
So you can, like, blow the fresh air on them.
Good stuff. Cool air.
Yeah. Hot tip.
That'd be, but even that, when we saw, we didn't run into her, but when she did the Shell Cove loop, that'd be pretty nice in winter.
Yeah.
Like, you'd rug up, you still get a bit of breeze too. Even that Rilla walk or rug where the kids we did up. The half marathon.
Yeah.
That'd be a gun walk.
Yeah.
Stop off, she can get into it. Well, we can all get into our playground work.
Yeah, definitely. No, it's good fun. I think as we shared on the second or third episode, adventure starts the moment you leave the front door.
That's right. That's right. Shout out. You had to hit the wall.
Beautiful.
So, Johnny, I've got a little... I want you to get through some icks for me, mate. We were talking about it during the week of I got to look forward to. And I know you're a big hygiene guy.
Big hygiene guy, yeah.
What are the baby icks, mate? Bit of
baby icks. Yeah. Icks as in...
Grubby hands.
Like an ick is in saying gross, is that what you mean? Oh.
Eating the kibble. How do you feel about that, mate?
It's not... Yeah, that's not nice. But at the same time...
It could be worse. Yeah?
Not all for it, that's for sure. I'm like, don't eat that. I'm trying to think. You put me on the spot.
They're not getting any of your Cool Ridge bottle, are they?
They're not. They do. They'll chew on it. There's nothing like... I think I shared this a few episodes ago. I thought, being a big germaphobe, coming into it, that I'd be like, dirty. You know, they've done a poo. Oh, I don't want to get poo on my hand or whatever it may be. Bit much for the listener to probably hear, but
we're all for it. All the dads out there, mate. It's reality, but
it happens now. You're just like, oh, whatever. Like,
you get used to it.
You get so, like, from day one.
From
moment one.
We had an interesting text come in this week.
Did we?
Might fit the subject. Do you want me to read it out now? Can we read it out now?
Go for it.
While we're on the subject?
Let's go for it.
All right. So, no name either. If you can leave your name, obviously we won't have any numbers saved on this.
But also, if you want to remain anonymous, I'm all for that too, so.
Yeah, true. All good. Hi, daddies. Jono, can you tell me about your worst nappy mishap? Have you had any explosions yet with the twins? Loving the daddy pod.
Awesome. Well, thank you to whoever sent that in. There has been some nappy mishaps. The biggest one of note, and I'm itching my brain to try and remember what we were going to, but it was when they were maybe 2 months old, like new, and it was the first sort of time we were taking them out. I'm thinking it was for like a family dinner or something like that, someone's birthday. And we had them all ready to go. We're dressed. All right, let's do a quick, you know, nappy change, whatever it may be before we go. And we're on the change table right here. You can see, the listener can't. We're on the change table. And I lift up Ellie's legs to get the wipe and clean. And as I do it, it was like pulling a trigger. And she literally shat. I'm not kidding. From the change table for about a 2 meter shot.
I remember, you remember that this? Video.
All over the door. And by chance, I'd moved to the left to get to the drawer to pull the nappy out as I lifted the legs up. Otherwise, it would have been all over me. Instead, it missed everything, got all over the door, all over the carpet.
Oh.
It was...
You dodged a missile.
I literally, it's the only time it's ever happened. Like, we're now 11 months in, it hasn't happened again. Just that one time, and it went everywhere. It was unbelievable. Luckily, in the moment, as much as it was like, oh, gross.
Bit of power behind that, too. You've got a good meter there.
That's a meter. That's a meter of note.
That's a meter's meter.
And it got up high, too. So
it was up as well.
It was up. but in the moment, even though we're like worrying, oh no, it's going to stay in the carpet or whatever it may be, I still took a quick photo of Mon cleaning it. We still laugh about it today. So that's probably the best nappy or poo related mishap I could think of.
We won't be getting them sent into the socials.
I don't think they'll be on the socials. They might be. They might be.
Whatever the dads want to do out there, mate.
You have
whatever
to check they want to do out there.
I'm not the chief of content officer, so I won't be seeing any of it firsthand.
That's
I don't
right.
screen through that stuff.
That's be sorted, eh? You're just the star of the content, mate. So. but yeah, like genuinely, we laugh about it. I'm not kidding. From nappy number one, something just kicks in. You're sweet. It's bizarre. It's not gross. Even the smell's bearable.
What about Osty? Does he give you a little... Does his bloody water gun start going when you take off his nappy?
No, that thankfully hasn't happened. That hasn't happened either. I'm sure I'm jinxing it's going to happen like
after this.
But that hasn't happened either. But yeah, I think to you, Josh, and all dads out there, just get stuck in. They're your kids.
Yeah.
Take care of them.
It's good stuff. That's great stuff.
Thanks to the question too.
Yeah, I'm loving it. That's good stuff. We've got a few coming up later as well, which is really good. Like it makes it
on the dad line.
And also our Spotify Q&A, which would be great. We'll touch on that towards the end, but that's good stuff.
Unreal.
It's good fun.
Lovely.
This week, John, I don't know if you want to touch on about it, but it might be a pretty heavy subject for you, mate. But if you can remember last year, we watched, other than Magic Round, we went and watched a live game together in Sydney. Do you remember that game?
I do.
Do you remember who played?
The pride of the league, South Sydney Rabbitohs and...
The mighty Melbourne Storm.
Yeah, salary cap cheaters.
Yeah. All right. We're scooping low, are we?
Start with.
Because you're going to start taking your licks, bro. What happened in that game?
Oh, mate, you got the win. That's all. Who cares? That's a year ago.
So, unfortunately, this year we couldn't go watch the derby.
No.
The dad derby.
No.
Which we usually
just
like
gone
to go.
Like 3 days ago. 2 days ago.
Did you happen to watch it?
I didn't watch it
Thursday night. You didn't?
No.
Oh, mate, I was lining up for it. I thought you were staying silent for a reason.
No. I know what happened, obviously. I put it on for all of 5-10 minutes and then... I think it was 30 to bloody 4 or something. I said to Mon, oh, do you want to watch a movie?
Can we change this real quick?
Don't you want to watch the footy? Not tonight. Not so tonight, sweetheart.
End result, 54 to 20.
Oh, God.
At least we're both, well, Storm and Rabbitohs, they're both at either end of the table now, which is great.
It's good.
Storm number one. Rabbitohs, I'd have to scroll down to see where, 17th.
It's good.
Tips are looking good. Tips are looking great.
I think I said South for the premiership. I don't think that's going to happen. I'd love to actually sit here and call it the excuses or deflect or whatever it may be, but I literally have nothing. It's hard to watch. It's real hard to watch.
We spoke about it on the first, or was it last podcast? No, might not have been with the mics in front of us.
Mm.
But yeah, I've been watching much of the league lately, mate.
Haven't been watching
the rugby
too
leg.
Much. No, I think like it does play an impact when your team is just getting pounded too. Because normally, like years gone by, when life gets busy, you still sort of find a way to watch your team all the time.
Yeah.
Like even if I missed a few of the games, I'd still definitely watch that one on like a Saturday arvo or Friday night. Mm. Whereas now sometimes I get to a Friday night, it's been a big big week, big day, whatever it may be. Spent some time with the Bubs and Mon. Yeah, I'm not as inclined to watch us get beat 50-odd to 20, if that makes sense.
Depends what they're playing.
You got to support them. You got to support them when they're losing. I get that. But there's just been a few other things on, you know, starting up this podcast with you. I've been doing a bit of running and fitness training. You know, a few other little things I've got going on that have just...
You just
been too high on the priority list.
Come out with excuses.
Man. I am. I guarantee, to be fair, if we were sitting at number one or two on the table, I would have watched all the games. So
well, let's hope next year you are and we get to go to the game again together. That'd be great.
That'd be nice. That was a good night. Take the little ones suited up. Jerseys.
I think so. Get the onesies out, maybe.
Yeah. I can't wait for that sort of stuff. That's going to be so good in the future.
What, taking Aussie them to and Ellie run around a Storm jersey? That'd be great.
We'll do a wager. The punishment is our kids have to wear the opposite jersey. Why are you doing this to me, Dad? Wear it, son.
What about we all have to wear the one jersey?
Yeah, okay.
So, and the members section.
Oh. All right.
So that means we could be going to Melbourne, or we could be going, yeah. In Melbourne, everyone's going to wear a
That's going to be good stuff. I can't wait. Take them to the footy, to concerts, all that sort of stuff.
That'd be pretty fun.
Be really, really cool. In the news, tight tangents, isn't in the show notes. But did you see last week the bit of the media uproar around that lady taking her baby to Arj Barker?
Yeah, I did, eh?
Jeez. What are your thoughts on that? I'm going to ask you an open-ended question to start with.
Apparently on the tickets, it's for an 18 over. It's an 18 over show or comedy show, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think she's in the wrong. What about you?
Yeah. I think...
They spun it, but typical, like... Is it the project? The project. Breastfeeding mother kicked out.
Yeah. Very, very quick bit of context. We won't take up too much time on this. But there was a lady who... I woke up one morning. She was on the Today Show. I then went to work, came home that night. She was on A Current Affair. She was then on The Project. She was then on 7 News. I just kept seeing this lady, this baby, talking about how she went and saw Arj Barker... comedian,
funny guy,
very funny guy, comedy show, and during the show it sounds like the baby was making a bit of noise and he just stopped and said, oh sorry, can you go, sort of.
How old was the baby? 7 months old.
7 months old, something like that. So
don't take your 7 month old to a comedy show.
Well, that's, yeah, so there's the context, is that that's what happened. There's the two sides of the coin here. At first I was sitting there thinking, and she's putting on the, you know, she's fighting for all mums out there. She's like, you know, mums, we just lose ourselves. You know, sometimes we lose our way. We don't get to do things we used to enjoy. And I always loved going to comedy shows. So I thought I'd be a little bit myself again, all that sort of stuff. And I was sort of sitting there that first thing, like, oh, okay, without hearing the rest of the context. And then Monique goes, why would you take a 7-month-old to a comedy show?
So you stayed quiet.
And I was just like, oh, okay. And then I started listening more. So, like, I'm completely on the side of you don't take a 7-month-old to a comedy show.
You know what was funny, Bart? Did you see on The Project? Did you watch The Project?
Well, I did see this.
What happened?
So their headline is, you know, breastfeeding mum, you know, kicked out of comedy show for taking a baby and breastfeeding the baby.
But the baby was carrying on.
Yeah, something along those lines. The baby was distracting the crowd and the comedian. And the hard part is comedy shows are, you've got to be quiet because you've got to hear the joke and the way they pronounce certain words and change their tone through certain jokes and then hit you at the punchline in a certain way. So there's a distraction happening, like it impacts them. Even like hecklers yelling out, it can impact them. I know they often play off that, but it still impacts
the flow.
You don't
want to be heckling, do you?
No. Mm-hmm. You're asking for trouble. But this lady's on The Project and she's trying to tell the story as the kid's just freaking flipping around, doing flips
Proper.
And screaming and crying, and she's breastfeeding the kid and all this sort of stuff. Like, she's trying to do her best to share her story. But then the reporter, after going...
The female reporter.
So she goes, you know, so how did you feel after getting kicked out? She lets her talk, and the whole time the baby's, you know, really agitated and screaming and all this stuff. Then the reporter goes, how about little baby goes to dad for a little while and essentially kicks the baby off the show, doing exactly what Arj did in the comedy show as they're trying to defend it. Like, what was going on?
That's good reporting, mate. That's what that is.
Oh, just bizarre. Just bizarre. But anyway, that back to the original
how did we
point.
Get to this?
I can't wait to take the little ones to the footy or to concerts.
Or comedy shows.
That. Not comedy shows. Things where you can be loud and they can cheer and they can yell and everyone else is loud and whatnot and it doesn't matter too much. I think time and place. You wouldn't take, you know, the baby to the orchestra or to a soloist performing in a sit-down intimate show or to a comedy show. Time and place.
Doesn't mean you need to get your babysitters.
Time and place. Again, listeners, if you disagree, we'll give you the dad hotline number.
Give us a link.
Give us a call. Feed me.
Feed
me.
Oh, that gets me to... last week, and I rudely interrupted you and I said I had a really good surprise story. Remember when we were talking about flying?
Airports
and everything with with your child. So
I don't remember you rudely interrupting me, but
you were
Do go on.
This is a great story. Big WWE story. Oh, yeah. We were is my mum's, I'd say, 30th birthday? I might have been, probably a bit older, 32, 33. I was probably 8. My brother was 5, I reckon. We went up to Sydney to my auntie's house, and we were up there. We used to love going up there to her house. All my cousins would be there, and we had a great time. And it's her twin sister, so they shared their birthday together. It was a good day.
Up in Brizzy way?
No. This was just Sydney before the move to Brizzy.
Oh, okay.
So we're up there, and then halfway through the afternoon, mum and dad turn around to us and go, "All right, we got to go. We're going out for dinner." And we looked at each other, my brother and I. I'm like, "We don't want to leave. We barely ever see our cousins. Like, we want to be hanging out here as you would as a 7-year old. You're all hanging out with 3 or 4 of your cousins, running amok, having fun."
Yeah.
And they we've got to go. We're going out for mum's dinner for her birthday. We kicked up the biggest tantrum. I remember mum just dragging us in the car. We're kicking, screaming, carrying on. And then it was about an hour car ride, and we didn't end up going to the a restaurant, but we pulled up in like a multi-story car park.
Yeah.
Like we were going to the footy or something. We get out and we walk around, have no idea what's going on. Still carrying on. We walk past this guy handing out flyers, and it was for WWE Raw.
Oh,
how's that for the memory bank? I completely forgot about that. Until
was it
you said
a live
surprises.
Show? Was it like a
live show, dude? It was like John Cena versus The Big Show for the World Heavyweight. It was when they're doing their tour of Australia.
So good.
It was awesome, and so I remember us kicking up the biggest stink about it. It'd be good to get Dad on later, or he'll probably call up this week. Actually, leave us a message on his recollection of that story. I might be butchering it.
That's unreal. Surprises like that are so good.
Oh, we didn't want a bar of it.
Look at that. You were how old?
I reckon we were probably like 7, 8.
And you remember it clearly.
Clearly. Well, I hope
I've got like a similar one where I think I might have been a little bit bratty saying, "Oh, I want to go to State of Origin 1 year." I would have been probably same age, around 8, 7 or 8.
Nothing bratty about it.
I
want
to say
mate.
8. No, I knew what I wanted. But I wanted to go to State of Origin. I was telling Dad, "Oh, can we go to State of Origin?" I think it was the year we first started going to a pretty regular football games. And we can't, sorry mate. I went down to footy training. Shout out to Gaimi Gorillas down at the Gorilla Pit in Karila.
How'd you go that year anyway, mate? Did you get most improved?
Something like that. I remember I scored a couple cracker length of the field tries. Like genuinely cracker.
Quick, just thick, big.
Throwing people.
Bigger than the average 8-year-old.
Yeah, and I was in the B's. Arguably, should have been in the A's. But
Did they have grading then, or was that grading. Just like red and blue team?
No. We had grading. There was like the top tier team, and then there was the hanger oners that wanted to play for fun.
Possibles
anyway,
and probables.
Not the point of the story. Possibles and probables. That's right. So I went to training. Enjoyed training. Everyone's talking about State of Origin, all that sort of stuff. Anyway, I get picked up, go home, have a shower, walk out of the shower. And lying on my bed is a scarf and a New South Wales flag. And I go, what's this for? And Dad goes, "Oh, I thought you might need that at the game tonight."
Oh.
It was good stuff. It was great stuff.
Then out of nowhere.
Got in the car, went to the game. It was game 2, circa 2004 maybe, 4 or 5.
Oh.
And all I remember is it was the first time Queensland had won at Olympic Park, and it was the year that the dynasty started. It was my fault. And
look, we're not blaming you. But we're saying you were a part of it.
8 years later, game 2, Sydney Olympic Park. I was there when it was broken. So
really?
It's like I had to be there to break the curse.
You saw the hang plane.
Sorry, New South Wales. I was there. A few good mates. It was good stuff.
Anyway,
good surprises. Good surprises.
That's good stuff, man.
Just before we go on, mate, I have to quickly mention the fact that you're looking a little bit different.
You're going to bring this up.
How did we get, 30 odd minutes in and I haven't even brought this up yet? I asked you when I saw you at Baby Bunting of all places, but at the same time,
surprise. That was so good you ran into us at Baby Bunting. We were picking up the baby monitor as well.
So you were getting the baby monitor, I was getting the baby formula.
Where do you get the baby formula from?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. Between there, Chemist Warehouse and Woolies. Depends where it's got the special that week.
Oh, you're a bargain hunter, mate. That's
absolutely
good stuff. You've got to be.
The amount of formula you buy.
You'd buy double.
And we're buying double.
You'd be buying double.
And they go through it. They're big drinkers. But yeah, I was there buying the formula.
Where were we?
I'm at the checkout talking to the checkout person, and I have this person rush up to my left. He's going, "Are you Jono from the Daddy's Home podcast?"
Fans out there, mate. They're crazy. We've got to start beefing up security.
It threw me. And the big part that threw me is I turned and looked to my left and it didn't look like you because you look different. What's happened to the hair?
The hair, mate. The hair's gone. The hair's gone. I'm short back and sides now.
Unbelievable. Get the tie out.
Yeah, I know. I was getting over it. Just with, yeah, it was just getting over it.
You've had the long hair for a while.
Mate, I reckon.
COVID, four years.
I've had a long hair for ages. Yeah.
Yeah. That looks sharp.
It looks different.
Looks good.
We got some great responses from the boys, the apprentices at work. They loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Described you in some interesting names, I'd imagine.
Yeah. One was lesbian, which was pretty cool. I like that.
I can see it.
It was pretty funny. They didn't really, I usually wear a hat and it literally got to me taking my hat off at like lunch and they went, whoa.
What the fuck?
You've got no hair left. Typical 18-year-olds.
So what'd you do? Go to the barber and say, chop it off?
Nah, mate. Darcy's
home job.
Darcy's sister's a hairdresser and she came up for Anzac Day and we're sitting there and she didn't bring any of her hairdressing stuff.
She used the scissors.
Turns around, I wanted to shave it. I wanted to shave.
Entirely.
I wanted to shave it off.
Oh, but then your first initial baby photos would always be with...
I'm trying to be a kiwi fruit.
But would you have it for good? That's the thing. I didn't want to have like a certain hairstyle or anything like that if it meant the first month I was going to look like an idiot.
The only thing holding me back from shaving it was the fact that I had clippers at home, but I didn't have other what are they called, the clip that goes on that can give you a 3 or something.
Yeah,
right. I had the length. I had the shaver and that's it. That's so it. If I was shaving it, you'd be seeing chrome dome right now.
How good.
And Darcy did not want a bar of that at all.
That's fair.
So I get it, but we'll get there.
I think it'd suit a shaved head.
We're going to get there. I just have to ease her into it.
Yeah. See, I don't think, like, I think if I shave my head, it won't grow back.
Why wouldn't it grow back?
I just don't think it will.
You look good with a shaved head.
No, I've done it. I'll show you the COVID pics.
You'll have to shave me. That'd be gone. Okay. I actually saw some, when you put up your 10-year anniversary photos, mate, you had some good hairstyles.
Over the years, I
did. Yeah, in year school, 11 or 12, that was like a, what was that? That was,
when I was in a band and I thought I was cool.
Was that band?
That was band stuff.
I thought it might have been like anime.
No, it's like
Dragon Ball Z or something, dude.
You won't know. I'd be surprised if you did, but a band called Split Ends.
I've heard of them. They're streaming on Spotify. Hits are massive.
I can't say we take the piss or not. Anyway, genuinely big hit. You'd know
if you guys have, you guys want to check out Split Ends on Spotify,
they might blow up one day and turn
into
a different band called
Crowded House.
Is it
referred back to your haircut? Is that why they are?
Yeah, they're typical split long ends? Top undercut. Looked funny, but yeah. I had some interesting hairstyles.
I think we already did, didn't we?
I might get into some interesting hairstyles. I was telling this to Monty the other day. I'm going to get a few different cuts over the next little while.
You are?
Yeah, I'm going to do the whole shave on the sides and keep it long at the back.
I was going to throw a mullet in.
I'm
going to
do it. Just not a long grown out mullet.
I could have done it.
You had the length.
I just didn't have the backing. The backing from the partner.
You had the backing. You just didn't have the backing.
The backing. But yeah, we ended up attacking it with just kitchen scissors, eh?
Just hacking at it.
Good job.
Did a great job.
Did
a great job.
Go get your hair cut by Alex.
That's good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah, she did well. It definitely feels weird, but like when I had long hair, you just wouldn't wet it every night. Like I'd wet it, maybe wash it every 3 nights or something, 4 nights.
Whereas now you can wash
it. Oh, I get in the shower and I'm still doing the same thing, trying not to wet my hair. And then I'm like, oh.
Hang on a minute.
Oh, that feeling when you get in a hot shower and everything runs over your face. That is gone.
Luxury, mate.
But yeah, that was good fun. That was good fun, mate. I'm glad you brought that up.
I had to. I don't know why I didn't at the start, but the listeners would have been worried when they see our videos coming out in the next couple of days. I mean, what's going on with Josh's hair?
What happened to his hair?
He's losing it. The baby's not here yet.
We had a listener DM us this week.
We had a few, which is awesome. Again, just thank you.
Yeah, I'm loving it, eh? It's good getting responses from people. It's
just
pretty
good
cool
stuff. We'll get back to some who we haven't yet. There's been a fair few, surprisingly.
Yeah, we had Matt Instagram us. He DM'd us. He's been listening for 2-3 weeks now, which has been cool. He's messaged us saying that his due date is actually on the 14th of May, which is one day after my due date, which is pretty cool.
Crazy.
So shout out to Matt and his baby Craig. Hopefully you get baby Craig over the line, mate. I'm going to be working on Keithy. We'll see how we go, eh? Keith and Craig.
I feel like they're going to be best mates.
They should be, mate. With names like that, they're going places. Big hitters.
Was it Matt? Was it?
Yeah.
Matt and Josh.
Matt and
their
Josh.
Sons Keith and Craig. How good.
Looking forward
matches
to
made
it
in heaven. Looking no, thanks for the message, Matt. Good luck, mate.
Do we want to get onto the dad chat?
Let's do it. We've shared the past few weeks. We've had our dad line up and running. We've been lucky enough to have a fair few voicemails and texts and different things come in, which has been awesome. So please keep them coming. Let's do it. I'm keen to, as the volume increases over the next little while, probably do two or three of these each week, or potentially could end up being more.
I think so. I think we pick maybe one or two or three. Yeah. And go from there.
But let's get through some of the goodies to start with.
Just before you start, it'd be good to do like an annual, like maybe this time next year we turn around and pick our favorite top 10, and then we give away some prizes. We've got some of that stuff coming up too.
Love
some
that.
Giveaways coming up, which would be great. Great. All right, let's start them. We haven't heard them yet.
Here we go.
So here you go, boys. This is Papa P's throwback for the week.
Oh, shout out, Papa P.
I know, Josh, when kids are older, just remember, when you're right, you're wrong. And when you're wrong, you're wrong. So you're never right. Get the program, boys. Love the show. Talk soon.
Well, that was me old boy, I think.
When you're right, you're wrong. And when you're wrong, you're wrong. Is that what I got?
When you're right, you're wrong. But when you're wrong, you're right. No, yeah, you're wrong, you're wrong. So what you're saying is you're always wrong, mate.
So the kids are always right?
Well, I thought the mum was always right.
Yeah, I'm confused on that one.
He's going to have to ring back and give us another riddle. You stumped me there.
Riddle of the week. The Riddler.
Oh, the Riddler, Papa P, the Riddler.
Shout out to the Riddler.
We're going to move on to the next one. Let's do it.
Thanks for the call, Papa P.
Cheers. What is that? What is that? Is that the screecher?
I actually don't know. That could be anyone.
That sounds like the screecher.
Oh my god. It could be more.
Or it's someone else sending in what the screecher is, or their version of the screecher.
Maybe they heard us talking about the screecher and they were like, you haven't heard nothing yet.
That was good. That was deez.
Good stuff. I mean, I wish I had an answer for that question from the screecher. Thank you. On to the next.
Open the door. Daddy's home. Welcome back to another week with Jono and Josh. Let's rip in.
Sounds better than us. Jeez, take your licks, I guess.
We need to get that full recording. Sort the intro out. Take your licks, mate.
We'll replace ours and just put that in there.
Bet you that didn't take you 8 takes. Like it did us.
We're 1 take wonders until we got to read off a script. 8 takes later, that'll do.
Well, open the door. Can you get the daddy's home? Keen to get the intro sorted. We got something in the pipeline for that. That'll be fun.
Surely.
How many more we got? How many more?
One more.
Let's do it.
I can be your daddy, baby.
Oh, that's good.
I was
good
waiting
stuff
for the rest of the song. Oh my god.
That brings us to one of our other topics that we've been talking about. We've been talking about this for a bit now.
Well, we were going to suggest that if you want,
perfect.
You can call up, right? So you can call up on the hotline number. Josh is going to get up for us.
Hotline number 0439-617-013.
It's a good number.
It's a great number.
It's a good number. You can call up. You can text. Send Josh photos or whatever you like. Or you can, when you call up, leave us a voicemail. Give us a licking. Tell us, that we're doing things great, doing things poorly, whatever you think. Ask us a question, share a story, or give us a song that you'd like us to do a cover on, and we'll incorporate the word dad or daddy into it as often as we can live.
Bring back Split Ends.
There you go. Bring back Split Ends.
Parodies.
But yeah, thanks to everyone who's called up and messaged us on Insta. It's been awesome.
That was a good little segment. I enjoyed that. We'll move on. We've got a little giveaway, John.
Yeah, Mother's Day just around the corner. So
to all you dads out there, or new dads like me, we'll be enjoying our first Mother's Day. So we've teamed up with Events and Gift Co. to do a little giveaway, John.
Pumped.
So what do we what do we want the listeners to do?
Well, the giveaway will be on Instagram. It won't be live just yet if you're listening to this right now. But it'll be live very shortly if you check the Instagram. Essentially, you just got to follow the page, which is you should be already doing. Like the post and tag two friends for your chance to win one of the all-time hampers.
It's an all-time Mother's Day hamper.
It's got some good stuff in there, a bit of rosé, nice glass to drink out of, a few other little trinkets and bits and pieces. We're doing the work for you, I'll be honest. Like, if you don't want to do any heavy lifting, all you got to do is move your thumb a few times on the screen, like the page, you know, hopefully rub your lucky charm and
well, Dad, that's what we're here for. We're here to do the heavy lifting for you.
Literally. And we'll make your significant other's or the mother of your children's day even better.
Imagine coming home, this hamper, front door, ready to go,
knock
Mother's
at the door.
Day. How good?
Doesn't get better.
It doesn't get better than that.
You'd be crazy not to
enter. And you'd most likely forget.
You'd be crazy not to enter. So look out for that one. We'll be sharing that online. Winner will be drawn with a week's notice ahead of Mother's Day. We'll get that to you. Signed, sealed, delivered. I may even deliver it personally.
The thick man himself.
Yeah. I'm in the mood for delivering. Not babies, but Mother's Day gift hampers. So I might deliver it. Might get a handshake, bit of a cuddle, photo. See
Hopefully
how we go.
It goes to our American listeners.
Yeah. If that's the case, Oz Post via, who do they use over there? FedEx or something like that. FedEx. They'll be delivering it. If it's here in Australia and it's local, within, I'd say, a 45-minute drive, it'll be me. I'll be knocking at your door saying, Daddy's home.
How good.
So keep an eye out for that one.
I think that's us, mate. Let's wrap it up.
Thanks for your time.
Let's go rip into some bottomless brunch or something.
Let's rip in.
Have a good one.
Do a mic check, baby.
No more phlegm in the throat. I'm all clear. Let's go.
Knock on the door, Daddy's home.
Bing bong.